In July of this year, the Telecommunications Workers Union set up picket lines at TELUS job sites in Alberta and British Columbia. TELUS workers had been without a contract for more than 4 years. TELUS had intended to bypass the union and impose a non-negotiated contract. In October, the TWU announced that it had reached an agreement with TELUS. The union recommended acceptance of the contract. TELUS workers voted last weekend, and more than 50% voted to reject the contract. Murray Martin is one of the more than 4,000 locked-out TELUS employees who voted against the contract. Murray is an internet technician at TELUS. He's also the shop steward of his union local, and he joins me now in the studio. Good morning, Murray.
Good morning.
So can you tell us, why did you vote against the proposed contract?
Okay, one thing that's not being addressed in the press and the press releases is that it's the same contract that we're out on the street over. It's the bargaining team and the executive of the union have had a due to circumstances and the company negotiation methods, they feel they have a gun put to their head. So we're basically voting on the same contract that we refused to have imposed on us with 64 minor modifications. And, you know, due to the fact that 50% of the people in Alberta have been coerced to crossing the picket line and the threat of moving thousands of jobs out of BC, if we don't agree to this, the union executive reluctantly endorsed this. And the people, it was basically a 50-50 split. It was 53 votes that separated the two sides, and the people who voted this down, there's two roads that we can go down, and they're both bad roads. For the people who voted this down, it was just a complete lack of trust in the company to follow through on their word without written legal contract to protect jobs. Excuse me.
And TELUS has said that no employee will lose a job because of contracting out. Why isn't this enough of a guarantee for you?
Well, excuse me. There's nothing there to say, and you know, this goes back to the lack of trust. There's nothing there to say that they can't tell me, Murray Martin, you're moving to Fort McMurray with a $15 an hour pay decrease next week and be up there, and that's your only option. And these things are not protected by seniority anymore in this new contract that they want to impose on us. And it's really problematic. It might be true, but it's misleading. So there's things they can do to put you in a circumstance where, you know, you have no choice but to say, I'm going to take a huge pay cut and move to somewhere I don't want to move, or, you know, that's the end of your time at TELUS.
And is the company is already contracting out, isn't it?
Yes, they are.
And yeah. And when you say that this contract is very similar to what you walked out under, what is in the tentative contract?
Well, in this, you know, this was never negotiated. This was just something TELUS gave to us and told us we had to vote on. And there was no negotiations whatsoever. In this latest version of it, there's 64 minor changes. And the key stumbling blocks are, I'll just give you a few examples. They say that they will not contract out non-core jobs or core jobs, but they never define what a core job is. So, you know, they could argue that anything is not a core job and contract it out. So, you know, this is what one of the major concerns. You know, it's a really weak union contract. It's a race to the bottom. Mandatory overtime is, you know, one of the things that really upsets a lot of members. A huge reduction in time off. For instance, with grievances, when you file a grievance, the first step in this TELUS offer is that you go to your manager. Before you file a grievance, you have to go to your manager, who could possibly be the person you have a problem with, and you have to take the grievance. That's the first step of the grievance, rather than going to a shop steward who's kind of a neutral or, you know, an arbitrator in the dispute. You have to go to the person who's probably the one who's you feel is violating the contract, which can be an intimidating thing for a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. And the union recommended that workers accept the contract. What do you think of the union's recommendation?
I think they were in a, the executive and the bargaining committee were in a really bad situation with the federal labor law as it stands right now is allows contract workers, or replacement workers to come in. So right now in BC we have thousands of replacement workers from all over North America doing our work. And we have an application in with the CIRB, the quasi-judicial labor body, and to put us to stay on this or to look at our application to review TELUS's actions, and they refused to even look at it. And so the bargaining committee and the executive of the union have a real problem with the government and the government bodies not enforcing. TELUS has been found twice guilty of bargaining in bad faith by the CRB, but there's no penalty or remedy. They've been asked to impose or to give us the option of binding arbitration, which we accepted, and they later appealed. And you know, we have a lot of the chips are going against us, and you know, this is where the bargaining committee and the union executive is coming from.
Has the company also been actively trying to weaken solidarity among the workers?
Oh yes, yes. In Alberta, they've coerced through intimidation and fear about 50% of the people to cross the line. In BC, as far as I know, and you know, we have a handful of people, but right now they're actively when negotiations. TELUS wouldn't come back to the table after we voted this down by 53 votes, and you know, it would be a, from the company's point of view, it would be a pretty easy matter to just throw in a few extra things there to get a few hundred extra votes to accept this contract. They could go back and have a pretty quick solution to this, but they refuse to, and right now they're concentrating all their efforts on phoning our members to cross the picket line. So this is the kind of thing we're faced with right now. And they've threatened to move thousands of jobs out of BC if we voted this down. And this is where they're, you know, what they're trying to do now. They're trying to pit our members against each other rather than themselves.
But despite those attacks on the solidarity of the workers, yesterday morning, TELUS workers gathered on bridges into downtown Vancouver to draw attention to the dispute. What was the mood like among the workers?
The mood is really good. Yeah, you know, there are some people who are really on the picket lines who are down, but which is understandable. You know, given the weather and having to picket for 20 hours a week and stuff, and just you know, there's no end in sight to this due to the company's unwillingness to come to the table. But most of us are pretty upbeat about. You know, things like this. We're having another rally on Monday. We hope to have some local politicians there, you know, to talk about this and some of the problems, the legal problems we've had with the CIRB refusing to take a stand and to take any action on TELUS violating the labor laws.
So in terms of government intervention, what would you like to see in terms of real government intervention?
I would like to see Minister Fontana, the Labour Minister, to come in and put a little pressure on TELUS to get this thing solved. He's backed off on putting pressure on TELUS, and that's what our campaign is right now, is to get him back to put pressure on TELUS to come to the table. I don't think this is very far from being solved, but you know, it takes a little bit of... The Liberals have to feel that they have to take some action here. They can't just sit by and do nothing.
And if TELUS gets its way in this dispute, what do you think we all need to realize about what can happen in terms of job loss in the province? Is that something that you're trying to
yes.
get out as well?
Yeah, well, one of the main things is that in the the latest bargaining session when Darren Entwistle, the CEO, when he, you know, it wasn't really a bargaining session. It was either you do this or I'll do this. It was more like an ultimatum. And one of the things he said, if you accept this contract, I will only shut down three centers in BC and with the loss of 300-400 jobs. And for the 5 years of the contract, the jobs will be protected in BC. But there's nothing in writing. We have to go by his word. And there's such a lack of trust that, you know, no one's willing to take his word for this, because we just do not trust the executive of TELUS. So we need something in writing. We need, I guarantee you, if he would have attached to this deal that he was leaving within 3 months of it being signed, you would have got 60-70% voting yes, even though it's a lousy contract. This is the lack of trust we have in them, in the executive of TELUS, and it's really bitter. It's you know, in Alberta, for instance, we're going to have to go back and work with half the workforce who has crossed the picket line.
How long have you personally been with the company?
15 years, December.
And do you have plans now to look for other work?
You mean during the dispute, or?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm doing okay. When the new management came on 5 years ago, I've been anticipating this, so I personally have been preparing for this for 5 years. So I'm prepared to sit out for a year or two if that's what it takes. But there's a lot of people who aren't in the situation I am, who are starting to go look for work, and they're, you know, getting pretty desperate.
And have you heard of plans to resume negotiations?
Well, the union is trying to get the company to come back to the table, but the company refuses to. So that's the position we're in. And this is this rally we're having down at 555 Robson on Monday. This is one of the points, the two issues that we want to get through to the media and to the company, is that we want to be at the table and have a negotiated settlement. And we're looking for an industrial inquiry into the behavior of the CIRB and their lack of action, and with TELUS continually violating the labor laws over the last 5 years.
So what can people do to show their support for the TELUS workers now?
One of the best things they can do is contact local politicians, preferably their MPs, for the members in Ottawa, because we're federally regulated by the Canadian labor laws. But if you contact your MLA and just say, you know, one of the big things is TELUS pays $1.5 billion in wages that go into the Canadian economy. And they'd like to eliminate these jobs in the Philippines and India. They would like to eliminate a lot of these, where they pay these people $5 a day. And this is going to come, you know, this is going to have rebound effects to the average person in the street. A lot of money going into small business and big business, for that matter. So I think one of the things citizens could do is just contact their local politicians and say, this needs to be fixed.
Are you asking that TELUS customers cut their service as well?
Yes, for the time of the dispute, obviously, we don't want to come back to work and have no customers. Otherwise, that kind of defeats the purpose. But for the dispute, what we've been asking people to do is to get rid of their services like call display, whatever they can. TELUS internet services. A lot of our members have dropped stuff like that. Until the dispute is over, we'll be coming back to TELUS, but we've got to put financial pressure on the company, because it looks like that's the only thing that they understand is the bottom line.
And you mentioned the rally on Monday. Can you tell us where and at what time that's going to happen?
That is starting at 11:30 on Monday at 555 Robson. That's the TELUS headquarters. And we're having a rally there, and there will be local politicians speaking, the leadership of the union, and it'll be a good one.
Great. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Murray.
Okay.
I've been speaking with Locked Out TELUS worker Murray Martin, and you're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio 102.7 FM.